Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Mem Aleph Amud Beis by the last line, Rabbi Yossi Omer. So the Mishnah brought Rabbi Yossi, who said that if a person carries his Arba Minim out on Shabbos, on the first day of Sukkot, when there's a mitzvah to take the Arba Minim, he wasn't allowed to carry it in Rosh HaSarabim, but there was a mitzvah. So if a person took it out into the Rosh HaSarabim, he's called Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, and he's going to be Pater. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, that Leishanu Elish LeYatzabai, this that he's considered a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, is only if he hasn't yet been Yotze the mitzvah of Arba Minim, if he didn't take them yet. However, Avol Yatzabai, once he was ready Yotze the mitzvah, so then Chayiv, then he's going to be Chayiv, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that that's no longer considered a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. Frakta Gemara, Hamida Agbi Nafak Bei. How do you have a case of where the person wasn't yet Yotze? As soon as he picks it up, he's Yotze. So by definition, if he's carrying it outside, he was always Yotze already. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Amar Abaye, Keshav Chay. You can have a case where he wasn't yet Yotze, if he's holding the Esrog, let's say, upside down, it has to be Derech Giduloi, and therefore, if he's holding it upside down, so he's not Yotze. Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz. Rava says that no, afilu teimer shlo yavchai, even if he didn't turn it upside down, but hacha b'mayeskinon, kugoin shaytziyoi b'kli. He took it outside, inside of a kli, let's say inside of a cup, on a plate, and therefore, he's not holding it, he's not Yotze. In fact, the Gemara now on Rava's teretz, v'harava hu da'amar l'kicha yidei davar acher shema l'kicha. We had earlier on Lamed Zainam and Aleph that Rava says if a person takes a handkerchief and through the handkerchief he holds his arba minim, so it's called he's holding the minim, even though there's something that's mafsik in between his hands and the minim. Rava's shita is that l'kicha yidei davar acher shema l'kicha. So if so, why isn't he yotze the mitzvah if he holds the arba minim inside of a kli? So says the Gemara, no, because hani mili derech kavod. That which Rava says, l'kicha, ayidei davar acher shema l'kicha, is only if he's holding a derech kavod, like in the case of the handkerchief. However, avol derech bizayon lai. If he's holding it in a way of a bizayon, like in the case of the arba minim, that he's holding it in on a plate, so then even Rava would agree that l'kicha, ayidei davar acher is not considered a l'kicha. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said, that aymer hayu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi used to say, that Eilas Ha'ayiv Shenimseis Bein Agpayim, let's say a Kayin, he sees amongst different birds, he sees what's in reality in Eilas Ha'ayiv. However, Ukesavar Chatas Ha'ayivi, the Kayin thinks it's a Chatas Ha'ayiv. Now, a Chatas Ha'ayiv, the Kayin gets to eat. Eilas Ha'ayiv, he doesn't get to eat. He's not allowed to eat any of it. So now he sees this Eilas Ha'ayiv, and he thinks it's a Chatas Ha'ayiv, V'achla, and he ate it. So the Lacha is Potter. He's not Chayiv for the fact that he ate the Eilah, because he's called a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, since he thought it was a Chata, so he's Pater. So frak the Gemara now, Ma'ikam Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? The Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah Pater? That's the Chiddush? Hainu Hach, that's the case of our Mishnah. What do we see from here any more than what we saw from our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, Ma'u D'Teima, if it was just for our Mishnah, I could have thought that Hasim Hu D'Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. It's Dafka by Arba Mina, when a person carries it out on Shabbos, so that's when he's considered a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. That's when we say Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah Pater, Hanu Da'avad Mitzvah, because the Maisa, the fact that he carried it outside is what enabled him to eventually then do the Mitzvah. Avol Hacha, but over here by the birds, the Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah V'loya'avad Mitzvah. His mistake in the Mitzvah, the fact that he thought he was doing a Mitzvah, and that he was eating a Chatas, didn't help him accomplish any Mitzvah. If anything, it just made him do an Aveira, it made him eat the Ayla. He didn't end up getting any Mitzvahs from what he did. And therefore, Imaloi, I might think that that's not called Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah is only Potter if you end up doing a mitzvah through that tois. But here where he didn't do a mitzvah, so maybe he doesn't have the Pator, Kamash Malon. So that's what Rav Huna was bringing from Rabbi Yossi, that there's an extra Chiddush in this case of the birds, that even though he was Loi Avan Mitzvah, since the Maisa, he was Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, so he's still going to be Potter. Well, in fact, the Gemara Meisve, is that really true? If a person's Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, V'loi Avan Mitzvah, he's Potter? But we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Hashaychid es HaTamid. Let's say you have a Kayin who he shechts the carbon Tamid, She'inu Mavukar. But he shechted the wrong animal. He shechted an animal that wasn't Mavukar. The Tamid needs to be checked for 4 days by the Kehanim. They need to inspect it to make sure it doesn't have any mum. And he took an animal that wasn't Mavukar, Kilchase, and he shechted it b'Shabbos. He shechted it on Shabbos. So the halacha is Chayiv Chatas, v'tzarech Tamid Acher. He's Chayiv Chatas for that which he shechted it on Shabbos. And also, they need to bring a new carbon tamid. They're not yoytze. So presumably, the reason why it's not called a bedvar mitzvah is gufa because of the second din of vitzarach tamid acher. Because he didn't accomplish anything. They need to bring a new carbon tamid. So it was the case of v'loy avan mitzvah. He didn't accomplish a mitzvah. So you see from here, that in the case of loy avan mitzvah, we don't give a patur of ta bedvar mitzvah according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's a kasha on the case of the birds. So says the Gemara, amar lei bar minei dahi. So he said, no, it's not shver. The ha'id mar Allah, it was said about this case of the carbon tamid, that amrav Shmuel bar Chitoy, amrav Amnuna Saba, amrav Yitzchak bar Ashiya, and amrav Huna, amrav. Rav said that the case of the carbon tamid is talking specifically kegoin shehevioi milishka she'inon mevukarin, where he brought it from the wrong room entirely. He didn't even bring the animal from the lishka satlan. He went to a completely wrong place to get the animal. And therefore, that's not called a ta'a bedvar mitzvah. That's called a kariv l'mezid. He's considered almost a mezid because he was so negligent when he got this animal. That's why he's chayiv. But by a case of a ta'is, where a person, taka, makes a mistake, a ta'a bedvar mitzvah, so then the halacha is that even if it's v'loy avan mitzvah, even if he didn't do a mitzvah, like in the case of the chata sa'if and the oila sa'if, so he still gets a patur of ta'a bedvar mitzvah. This case of the carbon tamid was different because it wasn't called, it's not considered a case of ta'a bedvar mitzvah. He was karav l'mezid. Says the mission of Eiter now, mekabelas isha miyad b'no miyad b'ilum. When the husband comes back from shul, our son, so the mother, the husband, the wife, she could take the arbaminim, she could take the lula from her son, from her husband, and she could put it back into the water that they took it out from in the morning. B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, it's not considered zereya, it doesn't help the growth, and therefore she could even put it back into the water. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, B'Shabbos machzirin, on Shabbos all you could do is machzirin, B'yomtiv meisifin, you could even add new water. You could even add new water. Yanta is more kal. You could even add water into the bucket. Uvimayid and on cholamayid where it's even more kal. So you can mamish b'tayreach and machlifa, and you could even take out the old water and exchange it with new water. You could even exchange it completely with completely brand new water, and that's going to be fine. And now concludes the Mishnah. Another halacha that katan hayadei l'danea chayiv belulav. The sheer chinuch for when a katan is going to be chayiv in arbaminim. Midrabanan, midin chinuch, is once he knows how to shake it. And we mentioned the Mishnah Brura in Tafresh Nun Zion, even if he's on a buck in the nuances and how to shake it completely, but once he gets the basic idea, just the concept of shaking it, so then he's going to be chayiv in lulav. Fracta Gemara now pshita. There is a chiddush in our Mishnah, the fact that on Shabbos you're allowed to put the lulav back into the water. But the Gemara is asking pshita that why does the Mishnah have to tell us this in a way of by telling us that a woman could do it? What's the chiddush in the fact that a woman could take the lulav from her husband or son and put it back into the water? Why is there any more of a chiddush for a woman to do this than the man? So says the Gemara, Ma'u detema, because I could have thought to say, Hayo v'isha laf bas chiyuvahi. Now the woman's not a bas chiyuv, if she's not chayiv in arbaminim, and emaloi, so therefore maybe not, emaloi tekabel, she's not allowed to take it, it's muksa for her, klape her, that she doesn't have a mitzvah, so maybe it's considered muksa, kamash malon, that it's not, and that's why the Mishnah specifies, mekabels isha miyad beno miyad baila, to teach this chiddush, that the lulav is not considered muksa for an isha on sukkahs, even though it's a mitzvah, say she's mangrama, and she's not chayiv in it, still it's not considered muksa.